Tomorrow's Monsters is a production of iHeartRadio, Flynn Picture Company, Cycopia Pictures, and Upper Room Productions.
June 15th, 11:33 p.m. This is Dr. Cassandra Berkeley. This is case number 1021. Test subject, Max Fuller. Are you sure you want to do this, Max?
It seems a little risky, doesn't it? I get that. But you know, self-experimentation has a long and well-documented history. Benjamin Franklin, Albert Hofmann, Kevin Warwick, to name a few. Anyway, single subject research is our only option now. Besides, I'm not alone. I have you.
But I'm the only lifeguard on duty.
I trust you.
Okay. 62.5 PRF for 5 seconds. Eyes forward. Deep breath.
Sand. I had to peel myself off the cement floor.
Shit.
Took me a few moments to regain focus and find a clock. It was after 1 p.m.
What?
Then I started to catch up with my situation. I had been attacked. I scanned my reflection. No bruises. Except a nasty contusion where my forehead must have collided with the ground when I fell.
Oh, shit.
I hit a key to wake up the computer and typed in my password.
Oh, my God.
The screensaver vanished and there it was. Abby's box page. Still opened on desktop. But something was different.
What the hell?
There were missing files, like half of them were gone.
No, man!
And I tried to play the same fire team the night before from one of the trial sessions with Tamara Jessup. But it wasn't there.
Shit, what's going on?
I looked about my apartment for signs of intrusion. But there was none.
Good morning, Cassandra. You wanted to see me?
What the hell happened to you? You get in a fight?
Yeah, with a towel rack while stepping out of the shower.
Walk with me. That can't have helped your headache.
Definitely hasn't.
Well, that's understandable, considering the pressure we're all under after your last conversation with Max.
Okay, look, Cass, I'm not going to take responsibility for...
Plus, you were up late with Finn. Thank you, by the way.
Sure.
What time is your pod leaving?
5:30. So Finn and I are planning to meet up at the hotel lounge to go over the speech one more time. Have a couple of edits. I think that would be good for him.
Here's the thing, Jack. Just one thing. I don't think you should go.
I'm sorry?
I don't think you're up for this.
What? No. Like I said, it's just a headache. I could manage CES.
I'm not talking about CES.
And what are you talking about?
Letting you go.
Gotcha. Oh, you know Max is the one who hired me.
Max is gone.
And he also signs my checks.
Under current conditions, I have full authority to terminate.
All right, what conditions are that?
Well, one condition is that Max is gone. Another condition is that Max is gone, in part because of you.
All right, hold on.
And I'm not buying your bullshit excuses anymore.
Excuses?
Have you looked at yourself in the mirror lately? You're a mess, Jack. You're obviously not up to this.
Okay. Okay, all right, I get it.
Good.
You're blind.
What did you say?
Not only am I up for this, I'm your only hope. Finn will be completely lost without me. He may seem like he's got this, but the truth is he's got a 50-50 chance of puking the minute he steps out on that stage. I need you to look around. I'm the anchor here. He trusts me. And if I don't show up at CES, he's gonna fold like a fucking sock. And you know it.
Okay. That's more like it. You know, I learned a long time ago that people are much more complex than most of us assume. We all have more than one version of ourselves. Sometimes it just takes the right stimulation to bring out the best one. I like this side of you, Jack, but I'm still not convinced that you fully grasp just how important this speech is.
Of course I do.
Because if Finn doesn't absolutely nail this, I mean fucking nail this to the wall, there won't be a next corp to come back to.
What's that?
You know what that is.
That's a shut-eye applicator.
Uh-huh. Finn is a brilliant man. His mind works in ways that I cannot fathom. But Finn is not Max. I think you know that. If you want to keep your job, you will need to step up. You will need to be more than a cheerleader. You will need to be Finn's right hand to keep him relaxed and sharp and focused, which means I will need you relaxed and sharp and focused. I need you to be the best version of yourself. This is binary, Jack. You are either with us, or you are fired.
I had underestimated my opponent. Cass wasn't blind at all. She'd been watching me all along, waiting in her web like a spider, and now I was trapped. She was 5 moves ahead of me, and she knew it. Every outcome was the same. Checkmate. Every outcome except one. My worst possible option was suddenly my only option. Our Cass had me. Yet the only thing that mattered was the end game and taking down NexCorp.
Tell me that you understand.
How do I take it?
It's easy. Just hold this to your eye.
Okay.
Relax. I'm going to count down. Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
To kill a monster, sometimes we have to become one ourselves. How do I take it?
It's easy. Just hold this to your eye.
Okay.
Relax. I'm going to count down. Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
There was a flash of bright light and then warmth. Gelatin, like the heat of anesthesia slivering through your veins before it takes you out. But it doesn't take you out, it takes you in. Electricity that seems to start at your extremities and then pulses upward and inward, moving fast, until all the sensation collides, not unpleasantly, in your scalp. And then this bath of white light, this wash of pressure pulses back outward in a burst of energy. It's a flash that seems to last an eternity, but it's over in the blink of an eye. And I'm back there, where I was, back in the room looking at Cass Berkeley.
How do you feel, Jack?
A hard reboot. That my mind had been upgraded with a new processor built on dream logic. And the migraine?
gone.
I'm in a car behind her, buying a Del Taco on the way to the Loop, but I had to pause for a sec, pull over, get a quiet moment. Can I help you?
Jack Locke.
Yeah, who's asking?
I'm Agent Beatty, HEA. Well, you want a call? Look like you were talking to someone.
Nah, man. Just collecting my thoughts. You know, self-meditation. I just needed some air, so I pulled over.
I guess the air behind Del Taco can't be beat.
Yeah, I love the smell of Fiesta Bowls in the morning. Were you following me?
Of course I was following you.
Ah. I'm sorry, mate. Am I in trouble?
I don't know. Are you?
How can I help you, Agent Beatty?
Do you know what we do at the Human Enhancement Administration?
Yeah, you enforce laws surrounding human enhancement, I assume. But wait, are there any real laws or just a few bills blown around in the chambers of Congress? I just wanted to know.
Your chosen field has grown very quickly. Yeah, and you're correct. Yeah.
I'd actually tried to go to the HEA and solicit their help a week after Michael's death. But I soon realized I'd have to investigate the matter myself. Sure, the HEA has the power of a federal law enforcement agency. But I soon realized that it was really just a basement operation, newly formed, underfunded, and understaffed. But then they showed up.
All right, so you're the ones who shut down the shut-eye trials, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, why?
People were sent to the hospital.
Oh, so you're here to protect people. Nice.
What has Max Fuller told you about your brother?
I'm sorry?
What has he told you about your brother's involvement in Shut-Eye?
Nothing. We haven't talked about anything.
He doesn't know you're related.
He doesn't, no.
Why not?
Well, it hasn't come up.
It's curious.
It's personal.
Yeah, I'd say it is. Come on. What exactly are you doing at NexCorp, Jack?
I'm helping develop state-of-the-art technologies that will move mankind forward.
Uh-huh. Well, Jack, do me a favor. Let me know how that goes. That's my card. Oh, yeah, look, if you happen to talk to Dr. Reynolds again, would you get her to return my call? Enjoy CES. Maybe we'll see you there.
Fuck me. Jenna, call Abby.
Calling Dr. Abby Reynolds.
This is Dr. Abby Reynolds. If this is a medical emergency, hang up and dial 911.
Shit.
Otherwise, leave a message.
If I said the next few hours were a blur, well, I'd be lying to you. The hours moved fast for sure on Shut-Eye. I remembered every second with a strange clarity. Each scuffle of a shoe on the concrete platform, and on the glazed overlooks, the rasp in the voice of a gate agent who'd been working too many hours. All the while, I'm just...
Just to be here. To be awake, really awake, sitting in a can, rocketing across the desert. Bloody hell.
Las Vegas. My father loved Vegas. Suckers stacked in every direction, he said. Centuries before neuroscience was even a thing, magicians had already cracked the code on the human brain. They learned through trial and error that they could control what an audience sees or does not see, what they believe or do not believe. Max Fuller was right. Humans are flawed, and it's a con man's job to exploit these flaws. Inaccurate memory, susceptibility to suggestion, the need to perceive cause and effect. Even a small-time hustler relies completely on these vulnerabilities to make a living. As I moved through the casino hotel, it felt like I was stepping into a time warp. Everyone was moving in slow motion except for me. Casinos are designed to make you lose track of time and space. No clocks, no windows. So the suckers won't know how long they've been losing money. A maze with no clear exit. But I was hyper-aware of every second and every step I took deeper into this labyrinth. My mind was involuntarily mapping my way.
Okay, I just passed a man. Look normal, a little too normal. Shorts, sandals, sunglasses. And now... Oh, shit, yeah. He's following me.
It was a little cold out for shorts and sandals. But then Vegas is like a giant pressurized space station with its own internal atmosphere to keep the suckers slightly high in the endless labyrinth of slot machines and oxygen bars and poker tables and pancake buffets. You can go for days without ever seeing daylight in Vegas. But this guy's short sleeve button down still had creases in it. Fresh out of his package. And when I got to the elevator, the guy passed by.
Jack, you have 6 missed calls from Finn Connolly. Oh,
bloody hell. I rolled into my hotel about 7 p.m. I was still lit up from the afternoon's dose and probably a hell of a lot less worried than I should have been about prepping Finn to speak in Max's absence. That all changed 5 minutes after I walked into my hotel room.
Hang on, Jesus. Come in.
Oh, hey, man.
Ah, hey, man. Were you going to call me when you got in or what?
No, I just
the hell happened to your head?
It's not important.
Look, I think we should rewrite the sort of aspirational section. Wait, I don't really think I'm
Finn
selling
will go
yet.
On in less than an
it's
hour.
It's not really my
you're
thing. You know, do you have your laptop right now?
Are you all right, mate?
No, I'm not all right. I'm getting ready to shit myself here.
Bloody hell.
Do you have your laptop or not?
Yeah, man, hold on.
Finn was effectively having a panic attack that lasted from the hotel into the car and on into the convention center. He was a mess.
Well, we've reached a point in our evolution where, for the first time, we can choose.
Mm-hmm.
We can choose. We can choose. Jack, I don't know, man.
This bit just still doesn't sing.
Mate, you know?
It sounds great,
sing,
Finn.
Right?
It sounds great. Seriously, it's effective, it's eloquent, on message. And we're really running low on time here. I think you're ready.
I just think we can still make a few little minor cuts and just like adjust a few. Hey, excuse me, you.
Yes, sir?
What are we looking at time-wise?
3 minutes.
Shit. Okay, thank you. Shit.
Whoa,
I'm not ready for
okay,
this.
Okay, it's fine.
Oh, thank God, Cass.
How's it looking?
It's a shit show, Cass.
He's ready. He's just freaked out.
Goddamn right, I'm freaked out. This is absurd.
Finn.
What?
You know what's happening right now?
Yeah, I know what's happening. My brain is releasing cortisol, which is raising my heart rate.
My
it's modulating my adrenaline levels, and it is clouding my thinking.
Okay, I need you to take a very deep breath right now. Take a breath. I want you to remember something here.
What?
You don't need to impress anyone. You can't be Max. They don't expect that out of you.
What do they expect?
An awkward geek?
Oh, my gosh.
That I can do.
It's true, Finn. We're pitching to the money people. And you know what the money people want to see?
What do the money people want to see?
They want to see the brains of the operation. They want to see the spine. They want to know that there's someone real behind the curtain.
I can't do this.
Cass?
I can't do this. I'm not
Please, just
for
give
this.
Me a sec.
Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, how much time do we have?
1 minute.
Finn, look at me. Look at me.
What?
Okay. Forget all this. Once Max told me that the only reason NexCorp or Shuteye or any of this ever happened was all because of you. Like a project that you were working on, right? The reconnected mind. Right, mm-hmm. That said he wasn't even sure if he wanted to continue living anymore after his father had died. But for you.
But for me?
Yes. He came to visit you and he saw something in you that changed him. He saw the look in your eye, that wonder about the mechanics of the universe and the human mind. That's something Max doesn't even have. But mate, you do, because you actually live for this shit. And that's the good stuff. Yeah?
The good stuff.
That is what matters.
The good stuff is
all that matters. This speech you memorized, everything we wrote, you know what? Just forget it. Just throw it away, man. It's stressing you. You don't need to try to be the most charming person in the room because you already are the most charming person in the room, man. All you need to do is share it. Just walk 20 feet over there and tell them. Tell them about it. About the good stuff.
Fine.
Give them the good stuff.
The good stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
At this point, I was starting to come down from the shy. I guess that would be the phrase. I definitely felt less bright, and there was a ghost of a headache in the corners of my brain. Just a wisp. I'd have been worried more if the next few moments hadn't wrenched my attention away.
He's dedicated his life to this exact principle. It's my great pleasure to welcome the lead engineer of NexCorp, Mr. Finn Connolly.
Thank you. Thank you. It's amazing to be in front of you tonight. It's amazing that we live in a world that allows us CES, given the long and fraught history of man and technology. Ever since we first stole fire from the gods, the same question is asked of every technology. Are they more helpful or more hurtful? From language to the printing press to microchips, and the naysayers always have the same argument. With every new technology that we become dependent on for survival, we become weaker as a species. But that is actually short-sighted. It's not that we're dependent on our inventions. It's that we're dependent on our ability to invent. Genetics, AI, nanotech, thoughtware. These are scary words because they feel unknown and they feel dangerous. But this is humankind's next frontier.
Right when he had them, the craziest thing happened.
Holy shit.
From the shadows on the far end of the stage, a figure emerged, dressed in a black suit, hair swept back and eyes burning.
Well, I'll be damned. Max Fuller, everybody.
Tomorrow's Monsters. Starring John Boyega as Jack Locke, Darren Criss as Max Fuller, Marley Shelton as Cass Berkeley, Clark Gregg as Walter Fuller, Sa Ngalja as David Truesdale, Nicholas Dukoski as Finn Connolly, Claire Bronson as Dr. Abby Reynolds, David Chen as Michael Corbin, Suhaila Elatar as Jenna, Victor Rivera as Eddie Bender, Robert Praugo as Agent Beatty, Steve Coulter as Senator Berkeley, Rhoda Griffiths as Rainey Webb, with additional performances by Helen Abel, Jason Williams, Michael Anthony, Robin Bloodworth, and Teresa Davis. Our first assistant director is Michael Monti. Our second assistant director is Sarah Klein. Sound and music by Ben Lovett. Additional sound design and editing by Benjamin Balcom, Justin Raboski, and Mike Regan. Casting by Jessica Fox Thigpen. Our executive producers are Scott Sheldon, Shelby Thomas, Alexander Williams, and Matthew Frederick. Written by Dan Bush and Nicholas Dukoski. Created by Dan Bush and Connell Byrne. Directed by Dan Bush. Produced by Beau Flynn, Dan Bush, and John Boyega. Tomorrow's Monsters is a production of iHeartRadio, Flynn Picture Company, Psychopia Pictures, and Upper Room Productions. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.